This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another edition of this week's Family Farmer. The American Family Farmer show is about food, farm, family connections. Doug Steffen here, starting as we do each week with some of the important news from the world of family farms and family farmers, and how the food that is produced by our friends on the farm, how that is a very important part of the reality of life in America. One of the tragedies this past week, and it underscores the problems with having huge agribusinesses controlling dairy. There were thousands of cows. As a matter of fact, 18,000 cows died in a fire and an explosion at a dairy farm along the Texas Panhandle this past week. I'm looking at several different media reports here. It's in Castro County. Sheriff's office there said that a number of fire departments came from various counties to South Fork Dairy Farm. A female employee was trapped inside. She did ultimately get rescued by firefighters, seriously hurt, critical condition the last time I checked on her. The sheriff said the extent of damage, exact number of animals killed under investigation, but there were more than 18,000 cows in this facility, and there were none left alive when this whole thing took place. So there was a small percentage of the animals that did live were in a feedlot that wasn't part of the milking herd. The main part where the cattle were held, total loss. All the animals died. And it speaks to me to the absurdity, frankly, of having this kind of these dairies allowed, what they do, never mind with the animals, well, the quality of the milk, but it's just, they're just too big. And we all know, those of us who have been around cows all of our lives and have milked cows and know that we probably, a good family farm might be able to handle 400 or 500 cows and do it well. But depending on how much land you have and the help that you have, it kind of goes downhill from there. But certainly 18, can you imagine? I can't even begin to imagine what it's like to be in a facility where there are 18 to 20,000 cows. There's a place in Indiana that has 20,000 cows. They milk them three times a day. And they just keep running them through the feedlot and back and forth into the building. It just as well, there's robots involved in a lot of this stuff, but I look at this and I cringe, frankly. I'm sure many of you have heard the story by now, but in case you hadn't, that's the lead. Next thing, this could have been considered the lead as well. The story from Colorado this week is that farmers are going to be able to fix their own tractors, and John Deere will have to provide them with manuals and diagnostic software to help them do it. This is the old story about John Deere. I can't for the life of me understand why it is that John Deere became so popular in terms of what there is. I've never liked John Deere stuff from when I was a kid. I had a couple of John Deere tractors, and I just found them to be anti-intuitive as much as anything else. But in the last 10 years, they basically have taken their trade and told people who bought their products, hey, listen, you like it or lump it, but we're going to do what we do. Well, the government of Colorado says nothing doing. What we all know is that John Deere had the ability heretofore to lock farmers out of the repair process, but the Consumer Right to Repair Agricultural Equipment, that act has passed in Colorado, and now there are other states that are looking at this, as well they ought to under the circumstances. The bill has been signed and cleared the Senate 46-14. Jared Polis signing it into law. John Deere lobbied hard against the law. What? Why do you buy John Deere stuff? I'm now going off into my cranky It amazes me why people who are as independent as most of the farmers that I know would want to get into a situation where John Deere basically told you how to farm. There are certainly lots of tractors that are being built, the electronic components and stuff, and that can lock you out of repairing your own equipment. But John Deere has been the worst. And the de facto monopoly on the repair of your equipment, they say it's their equipment, you paid for it, so it's your equipment. John Deere has lied, promised farmers it would let them repair their tractors, and they didn't. So that's why farmers went to the state of Colorado, and they got this bill passed. Not only does it have impact on the new tractors, but look at the price of used tractors. Look at that market. Farm equipment manufactured before all these computers that are selling for hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, I was at an auction a couple of weeks ago, had some fairly modern big tractors that went for crazy prices because people need, as we go into the season, big tractors if you have a lot of land, and you'd be damned if you're going to have to go out and buy John Deere stuff or some of the other stuff that's almost impossible to get repaired. So now, what the state of Colorado says, everybody who eats will benefit from this law. Farmers have more timely options for repair, makes it easier for them to use the high-tech products that are difficult sometimes to, at first blush, use, never mind repair. The executive director of repair.org, Gordon Byrne, said that it'll help, quote, align the industry of agriculture with other products using technology-enabled products like cars and trucks and wheelchairs and cell phones. We should be able to fix everything, anywhere, everywhere we want, all the time. And we all know that this right to repair movement is gaining traction. A fellow in the tractor dealership that I visit and use, he testified against the bill in Massachusetts. And, you know, he and I had this go-round about it. We don't agree, but listen, you can agree without being disagreeable. The point is that you can go online to Amazon, you can get all kinds of parts and stuff, and now the manuals will be available. So, at any rate, I think that's an important thing for us all to have on our minds. I want to talk about the value of AM radio to farmers as we continue. First, though, in my effort to keep you healthy, I have a suggestion. For those of you who have an imbalance in your body, if you have allergies, if you have, like, I have a gluten problem. So I started taking Balance 7. Balance 7 will basically balance, they call it Balance 7 because it balances the acidity and the alkalinity in your body to make you much healthier, increases your energy. We all need that this time of year. Makes your memory better, unlocking your immune system. You need protection from all the bugs that are out there. You've even heard probably the story of avian flu. Somebody, a human being, has caught it. So you've got to have a strong immune system as you go into the busiest season of the year. So eat what you want. Forget about what happens to the heartburn. Balance 7. I'm on it. You ought to try it. It's there's the whole deal. It's a money-back guarantee, so you don't have anything to lose and everything to gain, frankly. Balance 7. When you call 800-793-9039 and order it, mention my name, Doug. You will also receive not only the bottles of Balance 7, get $15 off your order, free shipping, and a free bottle of My Smooth Skin. Money-back guarantee with all this. If it doesn't work, you get your money back. Simple, straightforward. Just call 800-793-9039, or depending on how you order, you can go onto the website. Mention it's Balance 7, by the way, balance7.com. Mention my name, Doug, and get the money-back guarantee, get the special deal. It's a fabulous opportunity for you to straighten out your system and feel good again. 800-793-9039. Try it. Mention the name Doug for the best deal. 800-793-9039 or go to balance7.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Back on the American Family Farmer, Doug Steffen with another story about the way people communicate in rural America. Most of the people that I know who listen to my various programs, whether it be this, the American Family Farmer, or the health shows that I have on the air on the weekend, or the Talk Radio Countdown Show, or the Good Day Show, most of them listen on AM radios, and it certainly is important. A lot of agribusiness news comes on the stations, and so the auto industry shift away from AM is going to hurt farmers, farm broadcasters, the National Association of Farm Broadcasters stepping into the conversation to hopefully help convince automakers to hit reverse when it comes to their arrogant decision, that's my word, to drop AM. I'm not sure whether the electric vehicles have a problem because of AM radio or the car causes a problem in the AM radio, but Ford recently just said, we're not putting it in anymore, and that's caused me. I've been a Ford man for probably 40 years. I'm not buying any more new Fords. I wouldn't. If they're not going to put AM radio in, then it's the car isn't, it's not usable. I need AM radio. The executive director of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, Tom Brand, said that the board of directors discussed what's happening, and it's on the agenda again for their board meeting this month. They're going to, I think, do what they ought to be doing if they're really worth their salt, and that is to push ag radio and AM radio together. 62% of farmers get their ag radio info from AM radios. 53% get it from FM. 19% get it off of a satellite like Sirius XM. And so, we farmers depend on AM radio. And so I'm starting with a couple of my radio friends a campaign to highlight the importance of AM for news, farm news, public safety and service information. So if you're smart, and I know you are, you'll reach out to your senator and to your congressman and say, we want you to pass a law that requires that AM radios maintain their presence in new cars and trucks. In a moment, we're going to meet Alicia Guerrero, who has an interesting farm story to tell that will motivate lots of you to perhaps decide to do what she's doing. We'll get to that after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with a special guest named Alicia Guerrero, who is the owner and operator of Naughty Sisters Sea Farm. Many of the discussions that we have on this program, the American Family Farmer, many of the discussions are about farming on land. But what's happened in the last, 10, 20, 30 years is that the sea farming that's done, basically fishing, has taken on sort of a new importance. And so here are these sisters. Alicia is the oldest of three girls in this family and grew up in Belfast, Maine, which is a very interesting community on the seashore. They have an oyster farm there. So I guess I'm curious as to the down Mainer in you. I want to hear your voice, and I'm then going to figure out whether you're a real down Mainer or whether you've moved in from someplace else. So here we go. Hi, Alicia.
Hi, how's it going today?
Well, everything is fine, I think, so far. Are you a native of a native maniac is the question.
So in short, yes, I grew up along the coast of Maine, but secretly I was technically born in New Hampshire, but I only lived there for 2 years of my life, and I don't tell people very often.
No, I can understand that. Maine, I think there's more desirability in Maine, frankly, than there is New Hampshire, and that's not to slam any of my New Hampshire friends. I just think the seacoast of Maine is a fabulous place, and you can see how people are reacting to it. Not that this has anything to do with farming, but when you go into Maine and you go into places, Portland has, like, re-emerged as a completely, from when I was a kid to now, a completely different city. And I think that there are, maybe because of the people moving up there, people coming in, but you're a native, but you're about the same age as many of the people that are moving in. And so I guess the question might come of what is the, I don't mean to sound sexist, but what's a nice young girl like you doing operating an oyster farm? How's that for a silly question?
So the oyster farm is located in Yarmouth, Maine, so I'm about 15 minutes north of Portland.
Yep.
I'm from the Belfast area, which is about 2 hours north of Portland. And in Belfast, there was a proposal for a large land-based salmon farm maybe in 2017, and I didn't know what that might mean. So I ended up dedicating a semester project to it in college, trying to understand what a land-based salmon farm was, was that good for my community. And it kind of just put me in this trajectory that I haven't really, like a rabbit hole I haven't come out of. So,
well, that's not a bad thing.
So pretty soon after that, I started getting involved in more aquaculture, and I ended up on an oyster farm. I've always loved seafood, but I'd never actually eaten an oyster. So I went to my first oyster farm. It was this beautiful fall day. It's foggy. It's warm. It's moody. And I'm like, oh, my God, this is what I want to do. But I thought I wanted to be in, like, the research end of things or academia. Never thought that I really wanted to own my own farm.
And yeah, there are a lot of people who are, you're, and I don't know how old you are, I'm just guessing from looking at the picture, you're probably in your 30s, that have decided.
I'm actually 24.
Are you really? Well, I'm looking at a bad picture. That's a good idea. All right. The idea, well, but you sound, this is the other way, and this is not me trying to recover, but I think you sound more mature, like you've got it all together and you've decided this is what you want to do and you're going for it. And sometimes that takes a number of years, frankly. It doesn't happen, like, quickly. So that's kind of my way of digging out of that hole.
I think I just have a high risk tolerance.
Yeah. Well, listen, there's a lot going on here, and I want to tell the story as well as we can. So hold on. We continue in the next half hour of The American Family Farmer.
Small business owners, we know finishing your to-do list can feel like climbing a mountain, but that mountain is also covered in banana peels. Then, when something new gets added to your list, you're like, nope, I'm already climbing this huge, super slippery banana peel mountain of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy to manage your policy on our mobile app. So climbing that banana peel mountain feels more like a leisurely stroll. See if you can save on commercial auto insurance in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Supreme Court is extending its stay on abortion pill restrictions until Friday. Earlier this month, a Texas federal judge ruled production and distribution of the widely used drug be halted nationwide, citing alleged FDA approval problems and 22 women over the years dying after taking mifepristone. Last week, the Supreme Court put the judge's ruling on hold as they decide whether to allow full access to the abortion pill while the case is being appealed. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill are calling for answers by the Biden administration after a whistleblower at the Internal Revenue Service is stepping forward claiming the Biden administration is blocking Congress and the public from learning about the Biden family members' business deals with China. The whistleblower also alleges clear conflicts of interest in the investigation. The Oakland A's baseball club has announced they are focused on moving to Las Vegas and have purchased land for a new stadium. Lance Pry, USA News.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Welcome to the farm. You can roll your windows down.
34 at the hour now. Second half hour of this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with Alicia Guerrero, who is the operator of Naughty Sisters Sea Farm. You're the only naughty sister, though. Your other two sisters haven't joined you in this, have they?
So primarily it's just been myself, but in May, my middle sister, Amy, graduates from college, and she'll actually be taking over as farm manager, which is really exciting. Both my sisters have worked in aquaculture, but not primarily for me. They've mm-hmm. come down here and there, but this will be a big transition. Amy will be managing two other staff members this year, and that'll kind of give me some autonomy to kind of take on some new endeavors and invest in the business and other aspects of my career as well.
So what does it take to be an oyster farmer, no matter what your experience? What does it take? What's the day like for you as the operator of the sea farm?
So we're I operate in a seasonal schedule. Some people operate year-round, so my primary season is mid-May to mid-November, and then I'll harvest a little bit through December. But the big season is May to September, where we're out there every day of the week handling things like anti-fouling. We have a lot of growth on the equipment, so barnacles, mussels, seaweed, trying to reduce that by flipping the equipment where we utilize floating culture. So we'll flip that out of the water. The oysters can actually be out of the water for extended periods of time. And that'll help kill some of the growth, but the oysters, it will help bleach them with the sun and clean up any biofouling. We're also doing something called tumbling. So we have a piece of equipment that's a tumbler grater that helps to break down the shell and give it a nice shape and uniform, but it also helps to sort them by size. And then with that, we're able to improve the stocking density of the equipment, because as the oysters grow, the equipment becomes heavier. So we're constantly fighting a battle of improving the density, making sure that the equipment's not too heavy, so it's easier to manage, it doesn't break, things like that. And then one day of the week, we're harvesting and delivering, which primarily we'll harvest, and most of our oysters go throughout Portland, Maine, but sometimes they'll make their way to Colorado, New York City, a few different places along the way.
So how competitive is the quote-unquote fishing? I know that a lot of areas have become overfished, and because this is basically it's a seafood farm, the seafood that you're specializing in are oysters. So how many other people are out there trying to grab the same oysters that you are on a weekly or daily basis?
So as a sea farm, we purchase our oysters from a hatchery. So nothing is wild caught. Nothing. It's really you get out what you put in business. So I have leased space from the state of Maine and the Army Corps of Engineers who approved my space in the water. That's the most competitive thing, is getting a lease. There's three different types. And then with that, you purchase your seed from what's called a hatchery. And so there's no competition necessarily for the oysters that I'm putting in the water. There's not high rates of theft or things like that either. And then it's about 2 to 3 years to get them to market size. We're seeing it improve in speed as the Gulf of Maine warms. And so as the water's warm, we're going to see faster growth. There's more competition really in the market space, but we have a high market demand, so our prices are higher than they've ever been. I believe the statistic is that 90% of oysters grown in Maine are sold in Maine. So we have a really untapped national market that we haven't come to begin to meet.
So that's why I asked you whether, because the demand, I frankly, I'm not a fan of eating anything raw. And I know every time I'm with some of my friends, my daughter especially, loves to tease me about, you know, look at this, Dad. And I want it cooked. I don't want anything raw. But there's a huge market. You go into bars and restaurants and things, and this has become quite a delicacy. And I don't even know, you know, what it costs. I like fried clams, so I'll go that far with you. But I'm not. There's nothing in the oyster market for me unless it's cooked. But I would bet that more than half of your business is the raw shelled oyster. Is it not? Is that what the people that are buying it are using them basically for that?
I would say probably 99% of my business is for the raw market.
Really?
And I think that's pretty common for Maine, because it takes such a long time to grow our oyster. Like a southern oyster is more likely to be cooked. It just takes less time to get to market. In Maine, we have really high salinity in our waters, so we have this like really good flavor, good body. In the winter months, oysters kind of go into hibernation and they begin to store glucose to kind of survive the winter while there's less food in the water. And so it makes them really sweet and plump. And that's kind of unique to like a southern oyster, where they're more traditionally fried or cooked. So, I would say the people who are most likely to cook my oysters is if I do it direct to consumer sale, which isn't very common. Maybe family members and things will put them on the grill. But 99% of my sales are pretty much to a raw market.
All right. So I'm going to go back to the sort of sexist comment or question here when it comes to having a life. I know on my farm, when I've been out with the cows, I smell like cows. So when you're working with oysters and you're in the seaweed and the seabed, it's probably a pungent odor. And so I wonder how the people that are close to you react to that.
I definitely can smell pretty bad. one of my friends is a blogger, and her name is like the Briny Babe, and I joke that I'm the Grimy Babe. That I'm constantly covered in mud and pretty dirty. I try to take care of it, clean myself up before I get off the boat a bit.
I'm sure.
In the water.
So the boat itself and where you are, you have land that you have sea land kind of that you've leased from the state of Maine. Did I hear you say that?
Yes, that's correct.
How does that work? How hard is it to get and how do you establish boundaries?
So in the state of Maine, we are able to apply for three different types of leases or licenses. There's a limited purpose aquaculture lease, which is a 1-year annual renewed license. It's small. And then we have an experimental lease and then a standard lease. And the standard lease can be up to 100 acres and for 20 years. But it's a multi-year process. It's pretty significant. We design the lease and go through a number of public scoping sessions and back and forth with the state and then the Army Corps. They have to do site visits and things like that. Mm-hmm. So it's not an insignificant process. And right now we're actually seeing pretty significant delays in Maine, which is pretty cumbersome and concerning for businesses looking to expand because once that lease is granted, it's now another 2 to 3 additional years before you make any money. So you have to have a threshold of, 5 to 6 years to really begin to expand your business right now on the financial return end, which is pretty stressful.
Do you have at your disposal, there is, I think, I'm thinking about Farm Credit East, which loans lots of money to fishermen and to farmers and stuff. Do you have that up there, and has that helped you to weather the storm? Because as you have suggested, it takes you 3 years to get a crop to market. It must not have been, and you're just kind of getting started. So how does the financial aspect of this all figure in?
I think it varies person to person. For myself, I've been fortunate that I just have hustled and worked 2 jobs the entire time that I've had the farm and really saved my money and poured it in. Mm-hmm. I've been fortunate to be a recipient of 2 different grant programs, primarily as a result of COVID. So they had like a Maine Technology and Prime funding and then Small Business Association grants that have been really important and helpful in my growth and expansion and improving like access to innovation and things, innovative equipment, trying to improve our automation.
Mm-hmm.
There are definitely efforts to expand capital access for aquaculturists, but I think we struggle a little bit more on the some of the financial models because our crop, my understanding is, our crop in the water is not considered of value.
Right. Yeah, that's what I ran across when I first looked at it. All right. We'll talk about how working on the waterfront is different depending on the weather. Alicia Guerrero is here from the Naughty Sisters Sea Farm. You can go online. I don't know this for a fact, but I'm going to do it, and you can tell me I'm wrong. NAUTISISTERS, Sea Farm, all one word, .org or .com or what is that? How do we find you on the
web? .com.
.com. All right. See, there I got it. All right. We continue on the American Family Farmer. Calitrin would like you to know that as we get into the farming season, it's very important for you to feel your best and to be at your best because you're going to have a lot of trials and tribulations that'll work your body over. So if you want to be in the best shape possible, you want to be at the right fighting weight so that you have a chance to have a good, successful season. My suggestion is you go to Calitrin's website, toploss.com. Check out all the ways that you can journey to better health by losing the weight that you don't want to have in the first place. Get to the healthy weight point and keep the weight off with Calitrin. That's one of the magical things about this all-natural product. Not only does it help you lose the weight, but you stay in the program. I've done this because I think the collagen is good. All the things that are in this product are especially helpful to your overall health and well-being. So check it all out. Spend some time at toploss.com. And when you decide you're going to get on the program, use the discount code Doug. There is $20 off a $90 supply. They've got all kinds of stuff because it's their 26th anniversary. Options to save money. Check it out. Free shipping as well. Doug at toploss.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back for a couple more minutes here with Alicia Gallero, the owner and operator of Naughty Sisters Sea Farm. The working circumstance that you have, what's the biggest of all of the things that you have to encounter? What would you say to people who are interested in getting into this? What do they need to look out for?
So I would say that, like, right now it appears that the barrier of entry is really low for aquaculture in Maine. And technically that's true, in particular with oyster farming. But that there's a lot of things to take into account, that, such as, like, working waterfront access. We're seeing a reduction in waterfront access continuously as, you know, the coast gets gentrified. And that it's very expensive to have access to water frontage. And then, you know, there's a big component with social license, having riparian landowners and community members be comfortable and okay with you farming the waters. It's not like you're driving past a traditional family farm where you say, oh, there's so-and-so's family farm.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, you blend in. So it's important to be a good steward of the water all the time because,
I mean, I can see that, especially when they build up of properties. Everybody wants to have a house on the water, so that would make it difficult to get to the water. I can imagine that. Well, I think when you look at all of the things that you've accomplished so far, I think you're to be congratulated, amongst other things, and to be encouraged to do more of this. It sounds like you've got it planned out. It sounds like it could be a great business, and it sounds like there's some ideas in here for people that are interested in this sort of farming, because it really is. So again, Alicia, continued success. Maybe in a few years we check back in with you to see how you've progressed with you and your sisters at the Naughty Sister Sea Farm. Alicia Gallero with a great story about how we can be motivated to do something entrepreneurial and make it work out well. Thanks again. Here at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $50,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with lots of thoughts about things that are going on the farm as we anticipate another year, hopefully a good year, better than last year. American Family Farmer podcast that you can grab a hold of every week at American Family Farm Show, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. Most recent one has us focusing on the Ukrainian war and how that's affecting the food balance and what American farmers are trying to do to get over or to help that problem, get over the problem. We also have a story about the farm in Illinois that was destroyed by a tornado. So we were talking earlier in this program about the fire. There are all kinds of obstacles and things that farmers have dealt with, and maybe there's some inspiration in these stories. There was also a conversation with a lady who was an FFA advisor and an agri-science teacher that I enjoyed having. I think that would be something that you could catch up on to understand how growing up on a small family farm helps prepare you for a different maybe life and lifestyle. And so that's the story that we tell with Melanie Bernstein at the in Pennsylvania. Okay, so anyway, that's it. And we talked about taxes and tax time, how the farmers can benefit from being smart about their taxes and not wasting money and time. Okay, now, the farm situation, there's a question right now before all of us as to what the future of our food supply is. I am looking at the consumption trends. I'm looking at the things that people are, what we're using for help, what income levels are necessary for us to maintain the sort of quality food system that we need to stay healthy and, you know, sustainable. The whole government focus on the land and conservation stuff, that's appropriate. The environment is certainly appropriate for us to be watching. But the food that's being grown, it seems to me, is more important, and how we grow it. So if you look at how it costs farmers, it's kind of difficult to estimate how all of this stuff will, you know, shake out at the end of the year. But I know that the cost of labor is getting much higher. And if you are a family farm but you still need outside help, the government is making a mess, as usual, about this is the new H-2A wage rule that, in essence, if you look at any of the Department of Labor's information, this new formula for H-2A wages, it will adversely affect the wage rate and the family farms, crushing a lot of family farms that don't have enough members of the family itself, so they have to hire outside help, and much of it comes from Central America, South America. This is absurd. The Department of Labor ignoring pretty much every bit of input from the agricultural community, instead of addressing and fixing its wage formula, it's made it worse. What the hell do we have? This is so maddening. The inconsistency, the fact that the small farmer disproportionately pays for help, and we have to pay competitive wages for sure, but the way that the government sets things up and how difficult it makes it for you to have H-2A employees, the kind of kitchens you have to have and the tables, I mean, it's ridiculous. So the cost, it looks like, under the Biden administration, just taking Florida as an example, the increase 15% year to year. For what reason? What are these new rule requirements, the adjusted wages and other things, paying overtime? You know, in the real, I guess, business world, it's one thing, but farming is not really anything that can be compared to anything else. Wages are 40% of farm operating costs. At least they are on my farm. They probably are on yours. So let's get together and call on Congress to fix this mess before it ruins farming. It's tough enough to farm in America, but this is ridiculous. This is asinine. And so this bipartisan group of supporters, various members of the House and the Senate, are trying to get the Department of Labor to fix this problem. But, my God, it is ridiculous. And so you should join me and get a hold of your congressmen and make sure they know that you can't survive with these new H-2A wage rules. That's a real problem on the front of surviving here. That's my thought. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.